Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Jackson scores. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on hands. Wynn moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Justy. Phillips moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hans. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman is walked intentionally. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. Justy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Aspromonte scores. Bateman moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hundley. Bateman scores. Morgan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Randy Hundley. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. George Altman pinch hits for Bill Hands. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Connors now pitching. John Herrenstein now playing first base. John Bacabella now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 6-1, Astros. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Bacabella goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Astros. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herrenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-2 in the game. Justy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Bateman scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Astros. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 10-2, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing center field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bill Connors. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bateman moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-3 in the game. Justy strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Billy Heft. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.